When you lose a game 5-1, you have to respond. The players have always responded pretty well.
We keep the faith. We keep singing.
Listen to the roar!
We keep believing. Open our Euros account against the Swiss.
He's a genius again for Scotland!
It's game two for Scotland.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Don't tell me that it's over. It's only
just... Talk about Braveheart! The Tartan Army go crazy!
Is Scotland versus Switzerland. Live from Cologne with the Tartan Army, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Germany on match day two of the Euros for Scotland. Switzerland are next up here in Cologne as Stevie Clark's side look to get their tournament up and running. After Friday's disappointment, a draw is the minimum requirement. So what changes, if any, will be made? I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me basking in the sunshine here in Cologne is Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Well, what a huge evening for Steve Clark and the Scotland team. It's taken on the form of a cup final, a must not lose anyway. Perhaps a draw will keep us alive in this tournament, but we cannot afford another performance like we saw last Friday night. The nation here in Cologne is full of optimism. And I believe we are too. Can't wait for the kickoff.
Yeah, like Mark, I think everyone's now starting to get that bit of excitement, Gordon, the build-up. It's been a terrific day, being in the city, speaking to the fans, just watching how much they're enjoying themselves. But it's all about the result tonight. It really is. Yes, it was disappointing Friday. Let's forget about that. Let's look about tonight. Let's look at Steve Clark starting 11. Let's look how we start the game, and hopefully we can get a positive result.
Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson here live in Cologne. Let's give you the view from back home with the one and only Hugh Keevans.
Our problems don't need much in the way of analysing, Gordon. It's not rocket science. In the last 10 games, we have conceded 26 goals. We are too easy to score against, and that is the first thing that has to be rectified tonight. You can only build from a solid foundation, and we need to stop losing goals. And then we have to be transformed, and totally transformed in a forward-going sense from the side who played in the Allianz Arena on Friday.
One of the biggest nights for the Scotland national team in many a year. So make sure you join us, 0141 951 1025. What are you thinking? Where are the confidence levels? How are the nerves? What team should Stevie Clark pick? He's going to have to change something because Ryan Porteous is suspended. So who should take his place? Does Billy Gilmour simply have to return? If so, who does he replace? And what other tweaks would you make to make sure that it is not a defeat tonight? Let us know on the phones, 0141 951 1025. The beauty of being here live in Cologne is we can get some live Scotland fans to give us their thoughts as well, and we will do so. Strap yourselves in. It is going to be a 5-hour epic here on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and hopefully one that ends on a positive note, Mark Wilson, because yet again, and I am conscious that people at home might be a touch fed up of hearing this, it is unbelievable to be here. The atmosphere, the numbers that have travelled, the enthusiasm of those numbers, the mood here is through the roof. And now it's time for the team to try and match that.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's time for the team to respond to the support that they've been given since they've arrived here in Germany. I mean, Munich was something special, and we spoke openly about that. When we've got to Cologne, it was a bit quieter, but there was still a number of Tartan Army here a couple of days ago. Then yesterday, more arrived. Now, the weather would have dampened most supporter spirits, but not the Tartan Army. And then today, when we've been out in the city, in the square at the cathedral, oh, the numbers that have turned up today and filled that square are incredible. Now, the Scotland Hotel is only across the bridge where they're staying here, and they were out of walk today, so they must have had a sense of the sheer numbers that are in this city supporting them. and they must back it up and give them a performance and something to be proud of this evening.
Gordon, we just continue to be surprised on this trip. As Mark Wilson said, nothing quite prepared you for Munich, and you thought, well, Cologne can't quite be as lively as that, and it just might well be.
It certainly matches it, Gordon. It's incredible. They just, as Mark says, when we arrived here the other day, it was quite quiet and we were walking about. You come into the city today, it took us 45 minutes in a taxi, which is a 15-minute usual journey. You step out of that taxi and all you can see is people with their kilts on, their Scottish strips. You're talking about fathers, mothers, kids, everything. It's a family occasion as well. We've come in today and it's been incredible. Mark's right, because I think he touches on a great point there. The Scotland Hotel is just round there. We were having lunch quite next to where they were staying. And if they come out a walk today, they must know what it feels for these fans to come over and support them. They need to give back tonight.
Come on then, 0141951025. How are you feeling? Who should play? Give us all your pre-match thoughts. And I'll tell you, one man who's closer to it than us, certainly as close as we are here on the banks of the Rhine in Cologne, Andrew McLean, is even closer. He's inside the stadium. How's it looking, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, after all that chat about thunderstorms, weather warnings, it's absolutely lovely here in the Cologne Stadium. The sun shining down in the stand across from me, ready to be filled by Scotland fans and Switzerland fans. Scotland fans outnumbered by Germans, of course, at the Allianz Arena on Friday night, but there will be a huge following in here for Steve Clarke's men in this 50,000-seater stadium. You talked about how busy this city is. I'll tell you how busy this city is. I got the tram to this stadium, and the tram broke down because there was too many people on it. It was too heavy, the announcement said, and we all got chucked off the tram and had to find a different way to get there. I don't think it's ever happened before, but the tram was dragging along the ground because there was too many people trying to get to this stadium. So the city is full of Scotland fans, lots of Switzerland fans as well here. I was out and about getting the picture from plenty of supporters today, and I did sense a lot of optimism among the supporters despite that result on Friday night. In fairness, it could be something to do with the sun and the mixture of alcohol as well. There was quite a lot of that going on as well, but you've got to have belief in this game that we know we have to get at least a point to take it in to that final game. Speaking to those in and around the team, they've made their moves this week to banish the ghosts of Friday. It's all about moving forward. It's all about focusing on this game tonight. Looking forward to seeing as well the team that Steve Clarke picks, because as you said, Gordon, there definitely will be one change. Ryan Porteous is suspended, so won't play a further part in the group stages as it is. So there will be a change in defence. He was asked about other areas, was very coy on that, so not too sure exactly what's going to happen. I'm sure there will be plenty of debate before we get the team news in. A few fans already dotted about the stadium at the moment, and I'm sure it'll be deafening come 9 o'clock German time and 8 o'clock back home when it's full for kickoff.
Yeah, paint the picture for us, Andrew. It's around, is it a 40 or is it a 50,000-seater stadium, home of Cologne? I won't do the local pronunciation, but it's a lovely footballing arena, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is why Germany hosts major tournaments. This is why it has been picked for previous major tournaments. This is why it will continue to get picked, because it just has lovely stadiums all around the country. This one, FC Cologne's, is a 50,000-seater stadium. If you think of a sort of old traditional German stadium, one that will be more well-known than this one is Westfalenstadion, Borussia Dortmund Stadium. It's quite boxy, isn't it? And it's very similar to that. It doesn't quite have the one big stand with the yellow wall, but it's got two tiers on every side, 50,000 seats. It's got the red seats for the colour of Cologne. And the big screen at the moment, we can actually see Germany taking on Hungary. Germany 1-0 up. But this, it just seems like a stadium that's going to be conducive to a really, really good atmosphere. The corners are all closed off and the sun still shining down. I'm looking forward to seeing what this place is going to be like when it really ramps up and kickoff is close.
Yeah, and you've been in and around the Scotland camp over the last few days. How would you describe the mood in the aftermath of Friday?
Yeah, look, it was a very sort of serious mood in the camp. Speaking to Andy Robertson yesterday, he said that he told the players, he gave them until Saturday night, that was it. You can wallow in the defeat until Saturday night and then that's it. Sunday morning, full focus on the Switzerland game. A few other players I've spoken to, Steve Clarke as well, have said that it's been important to make sure that they just get over that defeat. They can't let it define their group stage. They can't let that be the thing that they take away from this tournament. They need to make sure they go into this game and give themselves that chance to go into the Hungary match with a chance of getting in to the knockout stages. So we'll see on the pitch, because Steve Clark and Andy Robertson said it yesterday, they need to do their talking on the pitch. They don't want to say lots of things and then it doesn't come to fruition out there tonight. But it is absolutely huge, and hopefully the ghosts of Friday night are gone and it can be a completely different performance tonight.
And they all trained, didn't they? Everyone's fit and available apart from the obvious and Ryan Porteous.
Yeah, every single player, all 25 fit and training. Ryan Porteous as well, of course, was part of that but cannot play in these games. So that's it. Steve Clark, whether you want to call it a selection headache or not, there will be choices for him to make. You look at the areas. Will it be Shea Adams that continues up top? Will Warren Shanklin maybe get a shout? Could he do something wrong? Could it be a Tommy Conway that goes up there? Something like that. And you look at the midfield. That's been the big talking point, hasn't it, with Billy Gilmore not playing. It happened at the last Euros as well. Didn't play in the first game. Started the second game. Was man of the match against England. Could it follow a similar theme where Billy Gilmore is left out of game number one and ends up comes into game number two and has a masterclass? Certainly a lot of clamour for him to get into this team. The defence will need reshuffled. Is there a potential for there to be a change of shape? Steve Clark has dabbled in a back four as well, so we'll see come, I think, probably about 6:45, maybe 7 o'clock German time, that'll be UK time, won't it, that we'll find out the team news.
Well, thank you to Andrew McLean. He will bring us the teams very soon indeed. Until then, what are you thinking? What would you do? What would your team be? And how are you feeling? What is the mood like back home? Do let us know on 01419511025. Just before we get the thoughts of a Scotland fan, the beauty of tournament football is you simply have to look at the other results. In your group, we're watching it here, a lot of German fans. It's Germany 1, Hungary 0. Musiala again, like he did against us on Friday, opening the scoring. And Germany worthy of it, Mark, but Hungary a lot closer to Germany than we were, unfortunately.
Yeah, Hungary sort of playing like we expected them to play against the Swiss. Always thought the Hungarian side would be very good. Germany clearly in control, showing their quality again, but Hungary have got a bit about them, so we could do with the Germans scoring another just to put this game to bed. Try and tire the Hungarians out a bit for when we face them in a couple of days' time.
Yeah, I agree. We've watched this game. I've got to be honest, I've been quite impressed in times with Hungary. They've created a few chances, caused the German team a few problems. But like Mark, I think the Germany are just that step above, and I think they'll eventually win this and hopefully get another couple of goals.
Yeah, I suppose in theory we all want Germany to batter everyone else now, so if they can score a few more, that would be great. But Havertz and Wirtz go off at the moment. 57 and a half gone, Germany 1, Hungary 0. Now, as you will have noticed during our live shows here in Germany, it's been a great opportunity for us to get Scotland fans on the show live. We're joined by Alistair. How are you, Alistair?
I'm very good. Yourself?
Now, I understand, Alistair, you've come further than most. What's the story?
Yes, I flew in from Minneapolis yesterday morning into Frankfurt. Oh. I live in Minneapolis. I listen to the show, guys, on the podcast. I'm a big fan.
Unbelievable. So where are you from? Where is home?
Hamilton. I sound English, but I grew up in Cheshire for a while, but I'm from Hamilton, Scotland.
What a well-travelled, just along the road from
my cousins live in Motherwell. I'm familiar with Motherwell.
There you go. So, yeah. You can be found in the gym in Hamilton most mornings. That you've been taking your foot off the gas while over here. So is that, Alistair, is it as simple as, it's a, you know, you had to be here sort of thing?
Yeah, the Tartan Army here. I rarely get to go over and watch games because I live in the States, so me and my brother flew in. We're here for the game, just the atmosphere, enjoy it.
Tried to get tickets. One game?
I had tickets for the Belgium game, but I tried to get tickets for Scotland and obviously couldn't get them, so I'm here and then I leave. What day is it? Wednesday. I leave Friday.
That, Mark Wilson, is what it means to people. He flies from Minneapolis in the USA here without getting to go to the game, and then goes home a couple of days later. I love it. Pretty special.
Look, every club that has a fan base, you always think they're the best fan base that's out there. And then you come out here to Germany and you witness some of the stories, like we're hearing here about the Tartan Army, how well-travelled they are. And not even getting into the ground as well. It's sensational. But it's something to behold coming, you know, just experiencing the atmosphere and being my fellow like supporters all pulling in the one direction. So fair play to you. Awful long way, much longer from where we've came at, for
I'd
sure.
Love to be able to wangle Alistair a ticket, but we're not that important, quite frankly.
Yeah. Maybe next time. We're
down the food chain. Right, it goes without saying you will have had a good trip anyway, and you will have a good trip anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a small matter of a football game tonight. Yeah. How are you feeling about it?
Confident. you know, Germany was Germany. It's 5-1. It's their home, you know, they're playing in their home turf. You know, maybe the occasion got to them a bit. Slow the game down, get to half-time 0-0. I'll be happy with that. See if we can press on and take some points today.
Yeah, it
would
takes,
be
it
ideal.
It takes a bit, Mark Wilson, for players to admit that, because it's like the one thing you never want to admit, that your bottle went a bit, or you got a bit scared. Or you got, that's usually the last thing a player admits to. But Andy Robertson did speak yesterday, and again, sort of did that, sort of admitted that maybe they were a bit overawed.
Well, I really think it was impossible for them not to be affected in some way by the occasion. You know, whether that be a slow start or what we saw with the final product on Friday night. And, you know, the captain's come out and admitted it. Now, that's a guy who's played at the top level, Champions League finals, won Premier Leagues and FA Cups, and yet that would have been one of the biggest games of his career, leading his country out in front of 80,000 in Germany in the opening game of the Euros. So, of course, the occasion gets to all top sports people, but it's more about how you recover from that. And these players are good enough and resilient enough, I believe anyway, to get over that disappointment. Now, if they didn't start well, the occasion affected them. But the flip side is they might have got away with that if they were playing against a poorer side. But they're playing against the Germans, like we're just talking about there, who are full of world-class players. And you combine those two, at least to what happened on Friday. So all about recovery mode, all about putting them behind them now. There'll be a much more relaxed squad, I'm convinced of that, this evening.
Alistair, what would you do to the team? Would you make wholesale changes, or is it one or two tweaks?
No, I don't think Clark's going to change much. Maybe, you know, I'd like to see Shanklin on with Che Adams, without him being up front by himself. Maybe Billy Gilmore coming on, controlling the ball a bit, slowing it down, putting it where we want it instead of chasing it. I don't think it's going to change much, but like Mark said, hopefully they've got a good attitude about it and they come out and they slow the game down, they play the way they want to play. Hopefully we get a better result this time.
Hugh, you'll have seen this at home. It's almost like when you're so far away and all you've got is that 90 minutes. You don't have the positivity of the trip, you know, like Alistair has, and all the colour and all the noise, and you've experienced it before. So all you've got is the 90 minutes. You've got the disappointment, and you'll have heard the calls in the last few nights. There are calls demanding wholesale changes like never before. Does that really seem like a sensible way to go about things from your perspective?
Not at all, and it's not the way Steve Clarke will approach it. But I do think there's a managerial defence mechanism, and it comes in the form of Billy Gilmore tonight. I'd be very surprised if he didn't start the game, because every day Steve Clarke will be being brought up to date with what's been said back home, and Gilmore has been the main talking point. And I think that managerial defence mechanism will come into play, and they'll play Gilmore, because were he to leave him out again and Scotland lost, people would question his judgment in a very serious way. But again, it's not just about what happened in Munich on Friday night. It's about the last 10 months of 10 games, one win, one clean sheet, and that was against Gibraltar. That's the thing that we have to address. We've had a terrific qualification campaign, scored goals, were defensively solid, and we've stopped being that. And that is the thing that has to change tonight.
Yeah, Gordon, the Billy Gilmore, what is incredible that Andrew mentioned it. We're just right back to where we were at the last Euros, because he didn't start the first game. There was a big clamour. He came in the second game and did brilliantly. But that must be tough for managers. Hugh says, Steve Clarke, I'm sure, is adamant that he doesn't listen to the outside noise and he makes the decision based on what he thinks is the best team to win the game. You know, we said it the other night, that the difficulty Steve Clarke has, it's not like he picked... Let's say he picked Kenny McLean instead of Billy Gilmore, right? Then you're kind of, it's someone who plays the exact same role, but he's obviously just tried for legs. He's tried for Ryan Christie's energy. So fine, Billy Gilmore can come in tonight like everyone wants him to, but does that mean you take Ryan Christie's energy out? It's a difficult balance to strike, surely.
Yeah, it's a big decision, and that's why he gets paid the money. I've always thought that Billy Gilmore would probably be in the game plan for this game tonight. I think that he looked at the Germany game. I think he looked at their strengths against the home nation. Terrific players. And he played. He tried to play energy. He tried to play Christie about the pitch. He tried to, you know, have that midfield shored up. He thought we wouldn't get a lot of the ball, i.e. Gilmore. And I know the big question mark. Well, he's a guy that holds the ball in for us and passes and whatever it may be. Gilmore will certainly start tonight in the middle of the park.
Alistair from Cheshire, Hamilton, Minneapolis. It was a pleasure. Safe trip home.
Guys, appreciate it.
Good man, that was Alistair, and you can join in on the phones. Let's do that next. 0141 951 1025.
From Germany, with UK debt experts, the national team helping you tackle your debt. May not be suitable for all. Fees and disadvantages may apply. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yes, welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live in Germany, with big thanks to UK Debt Expert. We're live again in Cologne from the Tanzbrunnen Rhein Terrassen Beer Garden. It is spectacular, and we'll be here until tomorrow before moving on to Stuttgart, hopefully, with plenty still to play for. Now, again, a big thanks to UK Debt Expert. They've helped over 250,000 people deal with debt. If you think about it in football terms, that's about five times the capacity of Hampden. So if you're struggling with debt you can't control, talk to UK Debt Expert. There is a solution for you if you check out ukdebtexpert.co.uk. We are about to go to the phone lines and speak to Ross. Just quickly, though, an update from the other match in our group. It's now Germany 2, Hungary 0. Ilkay Gundogan rounding off a very impressive move, and the hosts look like they're home and hosed, Gordon Deal. Hungary doing well, to be fair. But two goals to the
Germans.
Yeah,
but they've just been, once again, they step up the pace, they control it, they can make substitutions, take off quality players, bring on quality players. Doesn't make any difference. They pass the ball about, their movement's great. I think Hungary have put up a good show, Gordon, I've got to say, but Germany just look a little bit above everybody just now. I've
got to say, the Scotland fans are so optimistic about our chances, but the German fans don't really. I mean, the taxi journey way over here. The taxi driver saying Germany can beat Scotland, but they can't beat anyone else. And even I'm sensing from the crowd, it seemed a bit underwhelmed at 2-0. But look, from your point of view, from my eyes, they're certainly one of the favourites. Musiala's going off, similar to the last game. They're making similar substitutions. It just shows you how good they are and how everything's pre-planned. If they get themselves ahead, they make the changes. And they'll go, this game will end up more than 2-0. I'm certain of it.
Yeah, they're looking pretty good. Germany 2, Hungary 0. 72 minutes gone here in Cologne. Let's bring in Ross, who's on the line. How are you, Ross?
Hi, Gordon and Martin. Gordon, hope you're enjoying your time in Cologne.
It's not bad, Ross. It's not bad, I have to say. It's growing on us. What's the feeling like from you at home then?
I think, obviously, for the Scotland point of view tonight, if we beat Switzerland, we're essentially going into the game on Sunday, levelling points, knowing that they need to play Germany. So tonight is massive, that we get the 3 points to relieve a bit of pressure getting into the Hungary game, which means that we only really need a point on Sunday to get anything to go through.
I get that. That's interesting, because I feel like most people have been saying the other way around. You'll take a point tonight, then try and go for a shootout against Hungary. I wonder why that is, Ross. I wonder if it's because Switzerland looked better than Hungary the other night. Do you think that's maybe why?
I just think tonight is an opportunity for us to relieve that pressure, because I think getting into the game on Sunday knowing that you need to win is more pressure than getting into the game on Sunday thinking, right, a point does us here.
To be fair, it's probably not that deep, Mark Wilson, Gordon Dale. Steve Clark's going to try and win the game tonight. I think it's probably a bit of kind of emotional reassurance from the fans who are hurting because the other night was so poor, and maybe think a win tonight is unlikely, and therefore they're saying, but don't worry, because a draw would actually be okay in terms of taking it to the last game. But Ross is putting a more aggressive spin on it, and I like it.
Well, to go from a 5-1 defeat to a win would just simply be Scotland in a nutshell, wouldn't it, from one extreme to the other. I think the optimism's here purely from the players that we've got on the pitch, who they represent at club level and how they've performed this season at club level. You match up with some of the big performances against Norway and Spain. And yes, I take on Hugh's point that within the last 10 games it hasn't been perfect. But we have played against some of the elite. We haven't had a full squad. I know it sounds like excuses, but it is the reality of things. And in tournament football, you have to quickly go over the disappointment from one game to the next. And quite similarly, if you're on a high, you need to have a level head getting into the following game. So that's why there's optimism. I was optimistic about beating Switzerland maybe because I was holding on to my Euro 96 memories where that was the only team we beat. But the Swiss are a good side. We saw them the other day. And they've got a good record in major tournaments. Let's just hope our boys turn up, because if they do, we've every chance of beating them.
Oh, you'll remember that day well, Hugh, I'm sure, Ali McCoist.
Yeah, very well.
Were you there?
I was, yeah. And we had a much better squad then, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, tonight it is players needing to re-establish themselves in their own eyes, never mind the eyes of the fans, because I'm trying to put myself into the position of a McGinn or a McTominay or a McGregor, and they've come off the park thinking, I just did nothing tonight, and I don't look like the player I have been all season. So for them, it's a matter of personal pride tonight, collectively, individually, but we face very good opposition. So we have to be realistic, understand that just about anything can happen, but at least we have got to be more aggressive in our attitude and in our physicality than we were against Germany.
I think that will happen, Ross. Do you think they'll have had a bit of a wake-up call from the other night as just to how wrong it can go when you're not at it? Do you expect a vast improvement tonight?
Yeah, I do. I think Friday was a wake-up call, and I expect us fully to come out of the traps tonight. I don't know if it's just my heart talking, but I generally do fancy a 3-1 Scotland win tonight.
Well, I would take it, Gordon Dale, all day long.
Listen, I totally think Ross is right. I know we're all saying just keep yourself in this tournament, look forward to Sunday, we've still got something to play for, but you also highlighted it, Gordon. Steve Clark will be desperate to regain that confidence, regain that trust for the Tartan Army, have that good feel factor of leaving the stadium tonight and hopefully with 3 points. But I'm with you. I think Switzerland, they're not a bad side. They've got off to a terrific start. They'll be playing with a lot of confidence. We will need to be right at it tonight. Right team, right formation, right at it. Is it possible for us to go out and win it? Yes, and I'll certainly take Ross's prediction right now and move on.
I mean, Mark, you're here, you want to compete, you're not here to make up the numbers, but at the same time, by every possible measurement, Switzerland are better than us. And I know that just sounds really sort of defeatist before we even start. They're a good bit higher in the FIFA World Rankings. They've been to way more international tournaments recently. They've got out of the group stages. So on any given isolated game between Switzerland and Scotland, we would be up against it. But there does seem to be a feeling that we can pull it from somewhere and get a positive result.
Well, I think people still look at Switzerland as a small nation, and so we should be able to compete with them and overtake them in some regard. And maybe they've got a point, but what they've got is a group of players who've been together for a while, who've experienced these major tournaments, and their big players have been in and around top clubs and successful clubs for a long time, and that rubs off when you enter these big tournaments. Now, I know, going back to him saying Andy Robertson and Scott McTominay, big players, but Switzerland have got a lot of them as well, and they seem to manage this situation much better than we have. We've had very little experience at major tournaments, and I believe we will get better with every tournament we qualify for, like the guys did in Hugh's generation and Daz's generation. I was coming to the tail end in my generation, 96 and 98, but I believe that this group of players can keep qualifying. We will get better, but we have to start with a big result in a major tournament to take confidence from it, to then build on it.
Ross, you are confident, positive, optimistic, which I like. Is there no part of you that fears the facts that Hugh Keevan's outlines, like there are mitigating factors in that poor run? We played some very good teams. A lot of those games didn't have the likes of Andy Robertson and Kieran Tierney in them. We had already qualified. But the facts are the facts. We it's been a while since a particularly convincing performance. Does that not worry you?
No, I get that. And I agree with Hugh. I think he's a knowledgeable guy. I think he knows his stuff. And I think he's right to highlight that. But for me, I just think tonight is about Scotland going out and basically showing the nation that, look, Friday was a bad result, so let's go out and finish it tonight, get the 3 points, move on to Sunday, and then we'll see you in the next round.
I guess that is all the whole man management bit, Mark, the psychology, for those players to remember why they're here. I keep saying it, they weren't invited. They had to qualify. They qualified extremely well. They had to qualify in a group that had Spain. And let's be honest, out of all the teams you could have got in Norway's pot with Haaland and Odegaard, that was a really difficult opponent within that. They earned that. They are obviously good enough to be here. There is no other way. You know, that's just a fact.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, you know, nowadays you've got Nations League and you've got playoffs. It was none of that. It was a proper qualification campaign. It was extremely convincing. So convincing, in fact, that it seems like ages ago, and that's why people are struggling to remember the positives.
But that run of form was so crucial. It was ages ago, and maybe that's the downfall of people, you know, commenting in Scotland just now in their poor run of form. But I've no doubt that Steve Clarke, when he's doing his analysis of the opposition, would have maybe taken the last few days to show them a compilation of what they achieved in that run. Because, by the way, see, when you're a player, it's easy, very easy to forget those moments that you're really, really good, because the bad moments stick with you so much longer than those good moments. So I think Stevie Clarke and his staff would have got them together and just reminded them how good a squad they are when they're all pulling in the one direction, they're all performing to their peak, and they can match anybody when they're like that. But the problem was on Friday, nobody was at it. Everyone was well below par. The occasion got to them, and a combination of that playing against a good team cost them heavily. And I don't believe it will be like that this evening.
Ross, would you do much to the team?
I think for me, I would probably draft in Billy Gilmour somehow, maybe for Christie, and then I would maybe look at drafting Lauren Shankland. I think he's imperative that he plays tonight. He's still a better striker, and I would have him in the team.
It's going to be interesting on that front, isn't it, Gordon? This is not a new debate. This has been here for previous games, and when squads are announced, we know what Lauren Shankland can do in front of goal, playing domestically for Hearts. There is no doubt about it. How much does Steve Clarke lean into that? How much does he lean into what Shea Adams has done previously?
It's going to be interesting to see starting lineup, because we've had phone calls, especially last night. The full team was ripped up. You know, we're looking for a new squad flying out here to play the game tonight. I don't think he'll make a lot of changes, but
who would you pick up front?
I would go with Shankland, but I think tonight he may stick with Adams. I know Adams gets substituted on Friday night, but let's be honest, I was a centre forward. If you've not got the service, and he didn't get the service, there's nothing you can do whatsoever. You can't point the finger at him as well. I think Mark touched on it. Every player was below par. We need better tonight. But the one certainty, Gordon, is he will make one or two tweaks. Obviously, at the back's a big one. But the one certainty for me, Billy Gilmour will start this game tonight.
Who would you have up front?
Chopped and changed. Shankland. I would go with, I think a lot of people we are speaking to would say Shankland, but I think they're remembering only what Shea Adams did the other night, which is a danger, and I think that's unfair. I just think if we get more territory up the pitch and a chance falls in and around the box, who would I want it to fall to for a goal? I would want it to fall to Shankland.
How do you make all that work? To a layman like me, is there a danger that Lauren Shankland takes up the positions that you actually want Scott McTominay and John McGinn to eventually arrive into? Is that not the way it works?
Maybe possibility of that, but I mean, I think Lauren Shankland is experienced enough to take on instructions and understand where other players in the team would play. The one thing you get with Shankland is he can drop in and he can take the ball in, allowing that space in behind for McGinn and McTominay or whoever else, if it is Christie, to run in behind. I think Adams is more a runner in behind. So, look, toss a coin for us. Steve Clarke's got a big decision though.
Still Germany 2, Hungary 0, 83 gone. Germany could have extended their lead a couple of times, but Hungary are still giving it a really good go as well. Thank you to Ross on the line. Before we go any further, you know we like to try and be generous. We like to try and give you things. Well, we're giving you the chance to win a 4-ball on the PGA Centenary Course at Glen Eagles, and it's all for Cash for Kids. It's our Big Scottish Golf Day with Arnold Clarke. Now, the prize includes that 4-ball, so it's you and three of your mates, tea, coffee, bacon roll on arrival, a set 2-course meal after you've played, and a Q&A with the Super Scoreboard pundits. But here's the best bit. For your chance to win, you text GOLF, G-O-L-F, to 84901, and all you do is make a £10 donation to Cash for Kids. How good value might that turn out to be? Now, the text costs your standard message rate plus the £10 donation. It's over 18s only, and you must ask the bill payer's permission. If you go to Clyde1.com/golf, you'll find the T's and C's and the chance to enter your very own team. This competition closes at 8 p.m. tomorrow. I'm hoping you're going to be up all night celebrating, so don't leave it too late. Text GOLF to 84901 and make a £10 donation to Cash for Kids.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One. Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It's game day two. This is Scotland versus Switzerland.
The Tartan Army go crazy!
No Scotland, no party.
Live from Cologne, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yes, welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard live in Cologne. Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are alongside me. We're going to get the thoughts of a Scotland fan who's joined us live on the show. But very quickly, let's go to Andrew McLean because he has the Swiss team. Now, I know we're all nervously waiting the Scotland team. But just quickly, anything we need to know, Andrew, just that starting 11?
Yeah, just the one change they've made to the team that beat Hungary. And it's an interesting one because the starting striker, Kwadwo Dua, has dropped out. He scored in that game. And in comes Jerdan Shaqiri, a player that I'm sure many folk out there are aware of. It looks as if he'll be playing that lone striker role. So the starting 11, Jan Sommer in goal, who has been a high-profile Bundesliga goalkeeper for a long time. The back five, Sylvain Widmer, Fabian Schär, who's at Newcastle, Manuel Akanji, who's at Manchester City, Ricardo Rodriguez, and then Dan Ndoi is the left wing-back. The four in midfield, Michel Abischer, Granit Xhaka, the captain, the former Arsenal player, the man who has had a fantastic season with Bayer Leverkusen. The other two in midfield, Remo Freuler and Ruben Vargas, and it will be Jerdan Shaqiri leading the line for the Swiss.
Yeah, easy as that. We'll get the Scotland team very soon indeed. I'm pleased to say Michael joins us here live on the show. How's it going, Michael?
It's going very well, guys. Aye.
Great. Enjoying the trip?
Totally. This city looks really good, really amazing. What a place to be here.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, couldn't ask for any better. Sun shining, not like last night. But nah, I'm actually thinking of bringing my wife over here for maybe a long weekend. No football. Just a wee romantic, eh?
That's right up your street with the centre.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, I was thinking that, thinking the same myself, but your wife told me she wasn't going to come.
Before we get before we get ourselves in trouble, Michael, right. You said it couldn't get any better, except it could, just a little bit, if the football goes well. What are you thinking tonight?
Well, I watched the football on Friday night at my mate's back in North Berwick, I'm 60 year old and I've seen a bit of football, kids, SPL, English, Premier League. I was pretty disappointed there. I think the whole nation was disappointed. Yeah. I mean, not to have one shot at goal. When have you seen that in any football game? From kids football to Champions League, not one shot at goal. Pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it's a fair point, Mark. And there are obviously lots of reasons for it, but we spoke about this. The result takes is the headline and the performance, but even within that, looking for even just the ball to sort of break your way and be able to take a shot at goal. I mean, I don't even remember the opportunity to hit the ball from 30 yards, which is crazy because your chances of that going in anyway are pretty slim. But I don't even remember the opportunity to do that. Well, so it needs to be different.
I think I saw the stats after it. I think it was something like two touches in the opposition box. Now that's in the box, that's working it up the field, but you're right, we didn't even get within 20 to 25 yards and have real comfortable possession to actually create an opening. And that was the most disappointing thing, because I think throughout this full qualification campaign and everything that Steve Clark's done within that shape, I think we do well to work the ball from side to side and then pick our moments to go through our better players to work those opportunities. And it was a combination of a couple of things, obviously underperforming, people just, slack with our first touches, but the pressing of the German team they smothered us and we couldn't get any territory further up the pitch.
Here's an exciting time you've joined us, Michael, because we're going to pause and get the Scotland team. Andrew McLean, tell us how many changes, who are they?
Two changes for Steve Clark. Ryan Portis, of course, drops out, and Ryan Christie drops out the starting lineup as well. It means Grant Hanley comes into the centre of defence and Billy Gilmore starts in midfield. So it's Angus Gunn in goal for Scotland. The back three, Jack Hendry, Grant Hanley and Kieran Tierney. Anthony Ralston remains as the right wing back. Andy Robertson down the left, of course. So it will be two holding midfielders, Callum McGregor and Billy Gilmore, the two more advanced ones, John McGinn and Scott McTominay, who moves forward from that deeper role that he played on Friday night. And Shea Adams continues to lead the line as well. In terms of substitutes, Kelly, Clark, Shankland, Christie, Cooper, Armstrong, Morgan, Conway, Jack, McCrory, McLean, Taylor, Forrest and McKenna.
Happy with that, Michael? Would you have brought Billy Gilmore in?
Yeah, I certainly would. I think, well, you've all seen it on Friday night. I just think we're missing a spark. I mean, the manager, I think he maybe got it wrong, eh?
Yeah, Gordon, that's been the one that people have been clamouring for. Well, in fact, let's start at the back quickly, because there had to be a change. Porte suspended. Everybody thought, well, Steve Clark loves Grant Hanley, so you kind of thought it might be him. Is that the right call?
Mark and I both agreed last night on the show, Gordon, that we'd both go for Hanley. I know he's not had a lot of football, but he's experienced, and I think we need someone in the middle of that back three. Against Germany, we were too open. The runs from the German midfield were just too good. We couldn't pick them up. We need someone in there that's just going to try and organise, plug the gaps. I think Hanley was the right choice tonight. I think he's got it right.
Billy Gilmore, Mark, everybody seemed to want it. They've got it. It does mean no Ryan Christie, like we say, who's got that energy, who's played a big role in games like the Spain game at home. I think people maybe forget that it was Christie and not Gilmore that played that day, but we know Billy Gilmore, how good he is on the ball. Hopefully that can provide a bit of a spark for us tonight.
Well, he's an outstanding player, outstanding at keeping possession, and the best for me in that Scotland squad, and that's with top players like Callum McGregor and with Scott McTominay playing in that deeper role, Billy Gilmore is better than them at that job, and that's what we were clearly missing on Friday night, or one of the things we were clearly missing, having that composure in front of the back four to go and take it in deep areas, in tight areas, and start moves. We didn't have that because the players underperformed, of course. But Billy Gilmore, I think, is a standout now. He showed it at Wembley, and he's come on leaps and bounds from then, and playing at a top level as well. So I'm delighted that he's back in the team tonight.
You'd be happy anyway, Hugh Keevans, because it's some Seagulls representation for you.
Yep, absolutely. But I go back to the point that I made. Steve Clark has gone from Mr. Angry to a man on a charm offensive since the game against Germany ended. And I am quite certain that he has said to himself, I cannot leave Gilmore out again. Otherwise, my judgment will be seriously questioned. I think he's in there as part of a manager looking after his back. And it's a lot of pressure on Gilmore because there had been so much said. I know it's not true, but it's almost as if the case has been made that if Billy Gilmore had played on Friday, it wouldn't have been 5-1. I don't accept that for one moment, but I do accept that he's in there because Steve Clark believes he cannot go another game without having him on.
Well, hopefully it works. Michael, can we do it tonight?
Well, I'd like to think so, but I've just sat and watched the German-Hungary game here and I thought Hungary
were pretty good as well, weren't they? They were. Yeah. Germany have won that game 2-0, by the way, in the end up, so they go on to 6 points. They've cruised it. They're through already, and we see what happens. Thanks to Michael for joining us, and it's over to you on this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on, this is where we want you to get involved on the phones for Beat the Pundit, 0141 951 1025. It was another day traipsing round Cologne in the sun. I don't know how many beers were consumed, but we'll see if it affects Mark Wilson or Gordon Dalziel's performance. Give us a call right now, 0141 951 1025, and you could be playing Beat the Pundit. Lines close at 7.
Hi, I'm John McGinn on Clyde One.
Hi, I'm Kenny McLean. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
It's game day 2. This is Scotland versus Switzerland.
The Tartan Army go crazy!
Live from Cologne, this is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
1 hour until kickoff. Welcome back to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. I'm Gordon Duncan. Alongside me, Mark Wilson and Gordon Diel. Or is it? We'll get to that in just a second. We're here live on the banks of the Rhine, looking forward to the big game. Some Scotland fans round about us waiting for you to call in as normal and give us your pre-match thoughts. We'll go back to the stadium as well to find out what's happening there with our reporter, Andrew McLean. Before we play Beat the Pundit, though, we cannot let it go unnoticed. What just happened during the break, during the news? Mark Wilson, a Scotland fan, was shouting. We're on a sort of mezzanine, if you like, or a balcony or whatever, and some Scotland fans down below us, and one guy was really enthusiastic. He was shouting, he was waving, he was giving it the thumbs up. He somehow found his way up here, because usually we need to chaperone people when they come onto the show, but he found his way up here. He asked for a picture, which is not uncommon, but he was not interested in me and you. He pushed us out the way. He wrapped his arms around our colleague here, and he said, "Charlie Nicholas, I'm such a big fan."
I didn't have the heart to tell him. He's actually with a photograph.
How many times did he call you Charlie there?
Oh, mate,
in the space of 30
so
seconds.
Embarrassed.
Amazing.
Hugh Keevans, just when you think you've heard it all.
Well, I have to say, it's a great compliment to the strength of German beer.
Yeah, correct.
There might be some truth in that. Anyway, we're still taking your calls from home, so join us as the build-up continues to the big game. We'll take you through the game when it comes round as well. And anything else you want to share with the guys, give us a call right now, and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time as normal. Robert is in Bells Hill. How's it going, Robert?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Not bad. What's got more chance of happening, you beating the Pundit or Scotland getting a result tonight?
Scotland's got a better result tonight.
I can't even find confidence in his own performance. We'll find out. Mark Wilson, I think you've played four in a row, maybe even five in a row. Listen, we tossed the Euro, but I'm just saying.
I'm on a roll. I've enjoyed myself out here.
He's won four in a row while he's been out here in Germany.
You're on fire.
It's the time difference. He likes it. He's ahead of the game.
He knows
here.
The questions.
But he's behind the game. How does it work? Anyway, we'll toss the coin anyway. Heads, it's Gordon Dale this time. Tails, it'll be Mark Wilson. And it is you, Gordon Dale.
Right, am I away?
It's you up against Robert and Bells Hill. So yes, we send you away.
Stand over there.
Away to the other end.
Zone.
Keep going further, further.
He's, the keep going. He's got no shoes on
faster,
again.
Faster. He's, why he's does he have
take
no
his
shoes on?
Off in this country.
It's disgusting. It really is. Anyway, Robert, it's quite straightforward. You have 30 seconds. You answer as many as you can. And if you want to pass and move on to the next question, that is absolutely allowed, okay?
Okay.
Good man, you've got 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who's got a higher FIFA world ranking, Switzerland or Hungary?
Switzerland.
How many games is Ryan Porteous banned for at the Euros?
Two.
Who's Ukraine's all-time top scorer?
Shevchenko.
How many group games will each team play at Euro 2024?
Three.
Name either former Celtic player that's in the Netherlands Euros squad.
Van Dijk.
How old is Spain's Lamine Yamal?
17.
Okay, let's bring him back. Gordon Dl. Oh, he's miles away and I can't actually get his attention. Just shout on him.
Sorry. I forgot I had
you
a mic
there. You burst the eardrums of everyone in Glasgow in the West. Here he comes.
Here he comes. Lumping along. Come on, Charlie, Nick.
Come on, Charlie. Come on, champagne, Charlie.
Charlie's here.
Are you back?
Back.
Right, same set of questions. Are you ready? Do you need to catch your breath? You all good?
No, go.
Okay, 30 seconds then on the clock, and your time starts now. Who's got a higher FIFA world ranking, Switzerland or Hungary?
Switzerland.
For how many games is Ryan Porteous banned?
Two.
Who is Ukraine's all-time top scorer?
Puskas.
How many group games will each team play at the Euros?
Group games, three.
Name either former Celtic player that's in the Netherlands Euros squad.
Frimpong.
How old is Spain's Lamine Yamal?
He's 41 tomorrow.
Name any team who got 0 points in Euro 2024 qualifying.
Pass.
Ah!
Didn't know.
Robert, what do you think? Have you done enough?
I think it's going to be a tiebreaker.
I think it's tight, I do, I have to say. Let's go through them. The producer, or the boss, whatever he's called, was away
lining up our next contributor. So Mark Wilson, you were helping me keep score. I hope we've got it right.
Oh, 0 points in right.
Who has got the higher FIFA world ranking, Switzerland or Hungary? It is Switzerland, so you both got it right. Well done. Oh, we're having a nightmare here. I'm reading this off the boss's laptop.
Oh, the boss.
And
hey,
it's locked. You need to enter your password in there. Can see the watch. See, he's got dodgy stuff on that laptop.
That's his
by the way.
Passports.
Right. Anyway, so Switzerland, you both got it. They're 19th. Hungary are 26th. How many games is Ryan Porteous banned for? It's two. You both got it. Ukraine's all-time top goal scorer. Amazingly,
Ukraine. No, sorry.
Amazingly,
I
is not
said Hungary.
It is Andriy Shevchenko. So Robert goes in front.
Oh no!
Each team will play three group games. You both got it. Jeremy Frimpong or Virgil van Dijk, you both got it. So was Robert still one up?
Yep, 5-4. Okay.
Spain's Lamine Yamal, this was stupid from you. I mean, obviously, he must have been young, that's why we would ask the question. He's 16, but Robert didn't get it either. He stays one in front. Robert ran out of questions.
I can't believe it.
This was your chance to equalise. Name any team who got 0 points in Euro 2024 qualifying. Cyprus, in our group,
yeah.
Gibraltar, Malta,
yeah.
San Marino, or Liechtenstein. Robert, you are the man. You've done it. You've beaten him. Well done.
I don't travel well. 5-4.
Robert, maybe that is just the sign of things to come. Maybe it's a double. It's a Robert and a Scotland win tonight. You fancy it?
Oh, I hope so. It's the way forward, mate. It's the way forward.
I hope so. Brilliant, Robert. You're a good man. Take care. The same ball will be with you. I don't make any promises. At some point in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Take care. Good
thank
man.
You.
Well done, Robert.
I hope I'm joking, Robert, but I just cover my own back. Anyway, thanks to Robert on Beat the Pundit, 01419511025 if you want to call, and you can. We're here in Cologne. We're live, building up to kickoff 50 minutes away. The great thing is it's not just phone calls. We've got Scotland fans joining us live on the show as well. I think this is one with a bit of a difference. This looks to me, I'm hoping I've got this right, like a mother and son combo. Yes? Nod?
Yes.
Good. So what are your names?
I'm Taylor and this is Jay.
Jay and Taylor, how are you? Taylor, first of all, how's it been going?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been good. Sure it has.
Jay, you've been looking after your mum?
No, she's been looking after me.
Well said. He's well drilled, yeah. This guy. So what's the plan been? Have you just arrived? Have you been in Munich? What's the plan?
So we came down. We've got a motorhome. So came from Scotland, left on Friday night after the game, down to Frankfurt, and then back up here today to Cologne.
Superb. Jay, how have you enjoyed it?
It's been really good, in my opinion. I love it.
The other gate night wasn't great, though. How annoyed were you at Friday's performance?
I was really annoyed.
Really annoyed. Did you stay up for it as well?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What are you expecting tonight? A better result?
2-1.
2-1, he says. Brilliant. How good is it, on a serious note, Taylor, for you as a parent then, to be able to give your son this experience? And I don't mean on Super Scoreboard, as good as that obviously is. I mean the bigger picture. How good is it to be here and take this in?
No, it's amazing. We're Killy fans, so we don't get many trips away. So, yeah, it's been good to enjoy football in the sunshine.
Hey, listen, things are looking up. You could have a Killy trip as well.
Away to Belgium, yeah. Belgium in the draw today.
Coming round the corner. Does that mean you're all very... The Killy fans' loyalty to Steve Clark. So has he got more goodwill in the tank for you, do you think, than he does for non-Killy fans?
It would have been... Who did he have to pick for the squad, Jay?
Danny Armstrong.
Oh, so you're still holding that against him? There's no Killy players.
Other than that, still Sir Steve Clark.
Still loving his work. Still think he's the man to do it tonight?
Yeah. He's going to bring home the points. Sure he is.
Now, Jay, who's going to score tonight? You've got the prediction all down.
I think it will be...
Don't say Danny Armstrong.
I'm going to say Billy Gilmore and McTominay.
Sounds good to me. Brilliant. Honestly, Jay and Taylor, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Enjoy your night. And if Scotland win, you come back and see us. You're the lucky mascot.
No, Scotland, no.
Brilliant. Well done, young man. Thank you very much to Jay and Mum Taylor. I like that. Look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah, good.
That.
Well
wish
done,
I'd been lucky enough to go away in Scotland.
Imagine
trips.
That in the motorhome. Like, we were close to going round this country in a motorhome, weren't we? But
missed out on so many.
Magnificent. Imagine being that young and travelling the country and seeing Scotland play, and Kelly fans as well. They could be in Europe next year.
Well,
they could
are.
Be back in the motor.
They are in Europe.
Deep into Europe.
They're going to Belgium.
But they got put in the first round Did they know a couple of years ago?
Well, I didn't want to bring up the whole Welsh debacle in front of Taylor and Jake.
They seemed
like thoroughly nice people, so I didn't feel the need to kind of rub that in and make things even worse. But
I can't believe he didn't say Tierney would score. He's got Tierney on the back of his shirt, number 6 as well. Thought he would have been a certainty, obviously a favourite. But good on the young man, soaking in the atmosphere here. And Scotland fans, I think a few more starting to pour in after the Germany game have just finished. There's quite a lot in here the other night, so hopefully nearing kickoff we'll get more in.
And you might have heard it in the background whilst I was trying to negotiate Beat the Pundit. I think Taylor did message me on Instagram the other day. I think they must be serious Super Scoreboard fans. They were just very keen to find out where we were, keen to come down and meet you guys. Understandable, of course.
Yeah, very nice.
Big celebrities, Charlie Nicholas and Mark Wilson. Yeah.
I'm not going to go over that one, am I?
Too right.
But it was great to meet them. It's great to meet so many people. So we're having a terrific time.
Can I just say
how many listeners? Oh, sorry, on you go, Hugh.
Can I just say to you, Mark Wilson, I think you got off very well with not having that motorhome, having listened night by night to the strange tales of Gordon Dale's peculiar hygiene habits with regard to taking his socks off and putting his bare feet up on tables. And I think you got away with one there, Mark.
Hugh, last night he did one of the oddest things I've seen any human doing, because we were watching the game and we get to the tail end, and it's late here, of course, and he's fell asleep. So I've took the remote control to switch the TV off and he's away. He's out the game. And he wakes up 10 minutes later, out his slumber, and he gets up and he walks over to the TV unit and gets a big slab of chocolate and just starts eating the chocolate and then goes back to sleep. I've never seen anyone do that.
But I've noticed there's a theme developing here. So the other night, for anyone that missed it, he woke up and he thought, oh well, that's the morning and I'm going to jump in the shower and go a walk. And right at the last minute, he realised it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I've got this mad concept for you, right? Now, bear with me, I know it sounds radical. Why don't you check the time when you wake up? Just check the time, and then you'll know. Don't eat chocolate, or don't go for a shower and a walk.
I quite enjoyed the chocolate break. I was hungry. I woke up hungry. I was only sleeping for 10 minutes, but I woke up hungry, and I thought, I need a wee bit of chocolate here, and went back to sleep. Always good.
Wasted a new shug. You're still the only man I know that doesn't like chocolate, so there we go.
Well, the more I hear of Gordon abroad, the more I know a psychologist would give up his holiday paper. Look at him.
This could be good, though, because Hugh hates chocolate, so if we can get one over in the Swiss, right, could we film Hugh Keevans, like, stamping on a Toblerone?
Oh, could injure himself with that. They're jaggy, aren't they?
They are quite jaggy.
Watch his toes.
If he gets those hush puppies on, stamps it. Oh, he's new. He wouldn't want to waste his new River Island shoes.
Well, I have, you know, that I've had my pesta and pine nut pasta salad.
Oh, he does like that.
Saturday, 6 hours, yeah.
Yeah, it's a late shift for Hugh Keevans tonight. Look after him back there at Clyde 1 HQ. We're here live in Cologne on the banks of the Rhine. Tansbrunnen, Rheinstrassen, it is incredible. That's not even what it's called.
How do you remember the name of that?
I think I got it wrong. Clearly didn't. But spectacular. And some Scotland fans sort of swapping in, if you like. Lots of Germany fans who were here watching their game. They won 2-0. They'll head off. Hopefully some Scotland fans join us as well. Let's go back to the stadium quickly before we take another call. Scotland players, are they out to warm up yet, Andrew?
Yeah, they just came out moments ago, about 10 minutes ago. The three goalkeepers, goalkeeping coach, came out to warm up. A big applause from the Scotland supporters. And then after that, the whole team came out, and it was just a taste of the atmosphere we're going to get later on, because every single Scotland fan in here was on their feet. They were singing, they were cheering. No Scotland, no party was ringing round the left side of the stadium as I look at it. But the Scotland fans are going to have a bit of competition on their hands, because over to the right, the Swiss supporters have been making a lot of noise. That side has filled up quicker. They've got a big support down the front that looked like a singing section. They've been loud. Their goalkeepers came out. They made a lot of noise. They actually had someone out on that side of the pitch, sort of G'ing up the crowd, getting them to make some noise early on. So I think we're going to be in for a deafening atmosphere. I'm looking forward to it. It's filling up nicely. Maybe now that the Germany game is finished, people are maybe watching that elsewhere and are now making their way into the ground. But yeah, just a wee taste of what we're going to be in for when this game kicks off in just under 45 minutes time.
Yeah, such an incredibly busy night. So to paint a bit of a picture for you, we are sort of next to one of the other fan zones. There are a couple of official UEFA fan zones or fan viewing points. We are here at one of them next to the river, and that was so full. I think it was at capacity, so people started pouring in here next door as an alternative venue. Everywhere you turn, the thirst for these Euros is through the roof. It really is an incredible turnout from various nations. Of course, we're surrounded by all the Scotland fans, but it has been quite something to witness. Let's go back to the phones, because I believe we have John Paul and Cambus Lang. How's it going, John Paul?
Hello, how you doing?
How are you? I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, I'm wishing Scotland all the best tonight, but being realistic about it, I've just looked at the previous tournaments and I think we've got a reaction tonight, but I've been surprised if Scotland draw, you know, the next two couple of games, but I hope they don't and they win tonight, or at least give us a chance and don't get beat, but there's always seems to be a kind of glorious failure, you know, like playing well against the bigger teams. And but I don't like the Swiss and Hungarian or any mugs, you know, because their records going into the tournament have been pretty good, whereas Scotland's has been pretty poor.
Yeah, Mark, that is the reality. We said it. It's we have to find something, right? I think we were all excited because of the way we qualified in fine, but the kind of reality of it is Germany, obviously, but Switzerland and Hungary, they're all ranked above us. They've all got a better recent standing. We are supposed to be underdogs to qualify from this group, but then at the same time, we're there, and why can't we? You know, so it's a difficult balance, I think, just acknowledging how tough the task is, but that doesn't mean you just accept it and roll over and you're happy to be here and make up the numbers.
No, definitely not. I mean, the Scotland team might be the highest ranked out, or the lowest ranked, whatever way you want to look at it. But doesn't mean that plays out within a 90-minute period. And this Scotland team have ticked off kind of big results for us. You know, the first of all, that night in Serbia, where they managed to get that monkey off the back, that they get to a major tournament, then they get there, and of course that win doesn't come, but there's still a good performance within there that we were reasonably happy with at Wembley. And then to get here, I think the next milestone is ticking off a real big one in tournament football. They managed it in qualification. I don't think many as would have imagined them beating Spain at home or beating Norway away with Haaland and Odegaard on the side, but they did that, so they did it in qualification. Now the next step for this group is to do it in the group stages. Look, if they don't do it tonight, then it's a bit of a damp squib, I think, at the next game against Hungary. Of course, if they lose the game, if they get a draw, well, fine. But what a statement it would be for the full country if they bounce back from 5-1 against Germany to win this game against a very good Swiss side.
John Paul, do you think Steve Clark's got the team right tonight?
I think so. I had to bring Billy Gilmour in, definitely. And I think we have to be... They can't be any worse than the other night, put it that way, you know what I mean?
You know what's always struck me as being good about Billy Gilmour, Gordon, well, many things, but if we're talking about this pressure, maybe, if you call it that, that's on him because there's so much expectation, so much clamour for him to come in and make a difference, none of that stuff seems to faze him. This is a guy that barely made the last Euro squad. He was so young, hadn't played that much first-team football, and got man of the match at Wembley. It's just not his thing. It's not a guarantee, but it's not a guarantee that he performs out of his skin, but he never seems phased.
I think he thrives in pressure, Gordon. I think he likes it, the lad. I think it makes him a better player, but I think we've got to be very careful tonight. Billy Gilmour will be a big part of it if we can play the right way. If we can get the ball into him, if we can keep possession, get us up the park, then fine. Billy Gilmour will be massive for us. But if the rest of the players perform the way they performed the other night there, it doesn't matter who's in the middle of the park. It won't make any difference. And that's where tonight I think Steve Clark will have to say, look, if we're going to get anything here, it has to be a team effort. Collectively, everybody together, knowing their jobs, knowing when to press, the passing be sharper, getting on the front foot, creating chances. Just get up for this game tonight. And if you can do that, and you're playing at that level, and you've got the quality, Gilmour in the middle of the park, you can get the ball to him, he's a real threat.
The change at the back's an interesting one, Hugh, because most people, I think, expected Steve Clark goes with Grant Hanley. Appears to be a favourite of his. There's not much between them, though. You could have made a case for Scott McKenna. Someone even suggested Liam Cooper last night.
Yeah, I heard the caller last night, who was emphatic that it should be Liam Cooper. We simply have to acknowledge that the manager has a high regard for Grant Hanley, and although he's only played, I think, 7 or 8 games all season, the manager's got his faith in him. That's one decision. Gilmour's another. I think those decisions, Gordon, come on what is the biggest night in Steve Clark's 5 years as Scotland manager. Because if we win tonight, great, all is forgiven. Who expected to beat Germany anyway? If we don't win tonight, if Switzerland win, I think the manager then comes under scrutiny. Because if we have no points going into the last game and we do take our early exit back to Scotland, then the two European championships for which he has qualified and for which he deserves credit for qualifying, they have ended in severe disappointment. And I don't think he could handle a bad night tonight against Switzerland. He has to get something. A draw will be fine, a win even better, but I don't think Steve Clark could handle a bad defeat.
Okay, thank you to John Paul. Thanks for getting in touch on the... Oh, go on then, make it quick if you can.
I was just to say, I would play McKenna before Hanley every day of the week. I think Hanley's too slow. Yeah.
Here's the thing, the stats show Grant Hanley is not slow. There's a way of testing how quick people are. You can time these things, you know, and it's not like a matter of opinion. When he gets going, he is quick, Mark Wilson. Yeah. But is he... Maybe he's not... sharp, maybe doesn't turn the way that, I don't know if that's why he gives off this impression, because loads of people think he's not quick.
I think that's why people think that, yeah, you know, probably be a trickier player round about him. He might not move his feet quick enough, but once it gets in behind him, he can shift.
Thanks again to John Paul. Right, it's now your chance to win some cash with Call Robert by simply guessing the results of the next three games at the Euros on our pundit predictor. David and Douglas lost out on £100 because it was a draw between Croatia and Albania. Earlier, he predicted a Croatian win. I think you got that right, Mark.
I got it right, didn't I? Yeah.
So the prize fund rolls over and it now means you can win £200. So all you need to do is predict the outcome of the next three games. Call now for your chance to win £200 with Call Robert 0141 951 1025 and we'll talk to you next.
Switzerland, Clyde One Super Scoreboard, live from Cologne.
How are the nerves? How are you feeling? 30 minutes time. Scotland against Switzerland at the Euros, live in Cologne, and a positive result is a must. A defeat would almost certainly spell the end of the tournament. And even a draw means there's still a big job to be done down the road. Let's see how we get on tonight. We've given you the team news. We've been to the stadium. We will go back. We're here live in Cologne on the riverbanks watching the game. We have the opportunity, as always, for you to give us a call on the phones on 0141 951 1025. And we'll get live reaction from fans here as well. How are you two feeling? Any nerves?
Of course. We're like everyone else here. I mean, We've come out here, such disappointment the other night, but we know what's resting on this game, and if it's defeat, then it's a bit flat, isn't it, going home, so that brings about its own nerves.
Especially when we won't be going home, and we'll have to spin this out a few days. Come on, think about us, Steve.
I'm the opposite. I'm a bit confident tonight. I know the Swiss are a good side, but we like to do it the hard way, Gordon. And certainly, I think the team's good. I think bringing Gilmore back in, Adams was a big question mark. I don't think he'd done anything particularly wrong on Friday because he didn't get any service whatsoever. Probably deserves that other chance. We've also got that luxury of, if we do need an extra goal, you know what,
Lawrence Shanklin is the name you're looking
for. Yeah, I'm too busy. Yeah.
What were you going to call him there?
Shanklin.
Lance.
Lawrence Shanklin, my apologies.
The sun's getting to him.
Yeah, he's sitting there waiting to come on and show what he's worth, and he's certainly got a goal in him. So as much as it's a bit nerve-wracking, I think we've got the capabilities of getting it tonight.
Okay, now we've been teaming up throughout the group stages with Call Robert for our pundit predictor. We want you to predict the outcome of the next three Euro games for your chance to win £200. Those games are, of course, Scotland, Switzerland, Slovenia, Serbia, which is tomorrow, and Denmark, England, also tomorrow. So on the line, we've got Stuart in Kings Park. How's it going, Stuart?
Hi there, how are you doing?
Good, Stuart, good. Do you consider yourself a good predictor, or is this just about having a guess and seeing what happens?
I just can't predict anything right now during the Euros. It is, but here's hoping.
Well, listen, Hugh Evans has made a career out of it, so let's see how you get on this evening. The three games, Stuart, let's go through them. Scotland against Switzerland. Is it a Scotland win, a Switzerland win, or a draw?
It's going to be a Scotland win.
Yes, well done. Slovenia, Serbia, or draw?
It's going to be Slovenia. That's because I've got that in this week. So.
Right, okay, he's combining his two predictors. And yep. Denmark, England, or draw?
Oh, right. I was going to say England, but having watched, I think I'm going to go draw. So that.
Yep. There we go. I like it. Just out of curiosity, Gordon Dale, this is just the bragging rights bit. Scotland, Switzerland, or draw?
Well, I say Scotland today, I'm sticking by it.
Slovenia, Serbia, or draw?
Serbia.
Denmark, England, or draw?
I'm going England, unfortunately.
Are you indeed? There we go. Let's look forward to that then. Stuart, it's pretty straightforward. We find out tomorrow night if you win that £200. That make it even more enjoyable to watch the games?
Well, yeah, well.
Exactly. A bit of interest. Good on you. Thank you very much. You take care.
Right, thank you. Right, take care.
There we are. It's all thanks to Col Robert as well. Although I have to say, if you're looking for match predictions, look no further, because we were given an absolute treat today when we met Hennis the Goat. We went to Cologne. Might remember Paul the Octopus from one of the previous World Cups, this octopus that could apparently like predict the outcome of the games. I think he did quite well. Well, now we've got Hennis the Goat. He is the mascot of Cologne, the local team here. We got sent to Cologne Zoo, Mark Wilson and Gordon Dale. If you want to see the video, go on our social media channels, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you can see the chaos. In fact, why don't we just play? I think we can maybe let the audience at home hear what went down at Cologne Zoo. Let's hear it right now.
Here he comes. Come on.
Aye.
Thank you, Andy Robertson.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gilmore.
Aye.
Oh. Give me food. Aye.
He obviously saw the Germany game Friday, that flag and thought, no.
Nah. He's not behaving, this boy.
No, by the way. This is going to go on. It's all right tonight, by the way.
Yes!
Scotland. I was buzzing with that. Took a wee bit of time to get going. The goat had to relieve himself as well, just before he picked the right ball. But we got there in the end.
And like Mark Wilson in the room, I'm glad I'm not cleaning that cage.
Do you want to crack the joke of, do you think he got it right, or will I do it, or Mark do it?
I was impressed, but if he'd have named the first goal scorer, I'd have really been impressed. But I was brilliant this morning.
I wasn't impressed with anything. No, actually, I tell a lie. Right, he wasn't impressed. He was in a mood that we were going there. And then the goat darted at his house and right up onto its log, and he went,
that's interesting.
That was good. Even though the keeper did drag it with the horns towards the Scotland ball.
No, he didn't.
Did you see me try to clap it?
He thought it was going to bite him.
The worst part of the day, by a mile, obviously, was the fact that Hennis the goat, he's a local legend here, he's loved, but you were calling him Anus. You got his name mixed up a few times.
I was glad they got his name mixed up.
Hennis, H-E-N-N-E-S.
In fairness, the goat did come over when you shouted it.
All right, Dazzler.
I have always said you talk out your backside. But anyway, we are here in Cologne. You can still join in on the phones right throughout the evening on the usual number, 01419511025. But back home, the atmosphere is rising as well. There are fan zones right across Scotland getting ready for the game. So let's go round them. We'll start up north in Aberdeen with Dave Galloway.
Thanks, guys. I'm here in Aberdeen at OGV Podium. When I was at this fan zone on Friday night, the atmosphere and general vibe about the place was very much optimism and excitement. This evening, it's a feeling of hope, and the buoyancy of the build-up to the Germany match is sadly lacking. There's a big neon sign up on the wall here saying, "Be bold, be adventurous." And that's exactly the message to the Scotland side for their clash with Switzerland. Of course, goals change games, and an early one for Steve Clark's men would send our qualification chances and the atmosphere here soaring. That sets the scene in the Granite City. Let's head to Edinburgh now, where Gavin Pearson is at Easter Roads.
I know it's a cliche, but the sunshine is once again on Leaf Day. Thank you. We're here and we're blessed with the company of a member of Craig Brown's France 98 squad, Darren Jackson. Darren, the fans want them to go for it tonight. Would you agree?
Listen, they're a good side. I mean, it's easy saying, fans saying, you've got to go for it. We've got to stay in the game to begin with. We can't concede. And then we see how the game goes. Can we get control of the game? I've just saw the team. I'm delighted Billy Gilmore's playing. I think Billy's the one that can make things happen. I think Billy's the one who can get on the ball.
Those were the words of Darren Jackson. Let's now cross over to East End Park and the Dunfermline fan zone with Ewan Cameron.
Thanks, Gavin Pearson there at Easter Road. Steve Cowan, former Hibs striker.
How you doing?
Not too bad. We are here at the Dunfermline City fan zone looking ahead to the big one tonight. The atmosphere is building. The fans are turning up. There's an expectation, but can we do it? Can we keep it alive until Sunday when we play Hungary on the final day of the group stages for the European Championships? We're all hoping that Scotland can get a result tonight to keep it alive, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we get it. Back to Gordon, who's in Cologne Y with Super Scoreboard.
Indeed we are. 25 minutes to go until kickoff. You can hear the atmosphere round about the fan zones at home. We've been capturing your feelings and emotions and thoughts ahead of the game on the phones, and let me tell you, the atmosphere here in the city is bristling as well. We're really, really looking forward to this. Hopefully everything crossed that it goes the way that we need it to on the pitch, because it really is time to try and show up. A defeat tonight almost certainly ends the Euros before it even begins. So let's, again, like we said, keep everything crossed that it's that positive outcome. Even a draw, move on, but a win, that would change everything. Looking back from Friday night. So I'll tell you what, we'll take another breather and we go back to the stadium next.
Switzerland. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Live from Cologne.
Countdown very much on. We're inside 20 minutes to go until Scotland take on Switzerland. It's match day 2 of Euro 2024 for the Scots, and it has to be better. It simply has to be much better than Friday night. That said, Germany were excellent. Unfortunately, we're being subjected to reruns of that game on the big screen here in Cologne, or analysis certainly, and you can see where Scotland's problems were lying. Very, very poor use of the ball when we got it, which wasn't very often, it has to be said. What about the grandkids, Hugh? They swept up in Euro fever.
Well, two of them are half Danish, so they're getting ready to swap allegiance if anything goes wrong. But the two in Brighton, of course, are full of it because Billy Gilmore's playing tonight, so they believe.
Good stuff, I like it. I like the sound of that. I like the sound of it. And I mean, Hugh, like we said, we can't afford to get too misty-eyed about this stuff, because if you're there, you need to do something. At the same time, you know, you were there in 98, then you had to wait so long. I suppose the next step is trying to make this a regular occurrence.
I've always said to people, on the night that I left France in 98, having lost 3-0 to Morocco, I thought to myself, wow, the European Championships next and then the next World Cup. And I've enjoyed myself a lot more had I known it was going to be another 28 years before we got anywhere. So, you know, this is a big, big night for Scotland. They have done outstandingly well in the qualification process. And then something overtook the players, and there was a collective and an individual breakdown against Germany. No one, starting with Angus Gunn, finishing with Che Adams, no one anywhere on the park had pass marks. Somehow these people, and they are people, they're professional footballers, but they are people with ordinary everyday feelings like the rest of us, they have got to get over what was a shattering experience. And they're playing a very good Swiss side as well, so we can't help them anymore. It's down to what they do tonight.
And then I suppose maybe there's a lesson there for you too, though. Listen to Hugh Keevans, the wise words. You need to really go for it in the next few days. What if it's another 28 years?
We've got every confidence we'll be back, so we'll take it easy for the next couple
really
of days.
You really should go for it, Gordon. See the sights that you want to see in this city. Don't leave anything behind.
I've no regrets. I've had to go home tonight. I've done everything I've had to do.
Still one outstanding venue.
Yeah.
That you need to visit in Cologne. World famous.
So it's been such an enjoyable trip. But listen, we have a lot more excitement ahead of us. I've got to say, you're just looking at the the screen there, Gordon, and you're looking inside that ground. It looks electrifying. I would love to be there. And Hugh's quite right in what he says. We can cheer them on. We can give them every bit of confidence in the world. When you step over that white line, it's up to you as an individual to go and do your very best for your country.
Yeah, Andrew McLean, I take it the fans are all in now. You'd like to think it's not like your run-of-the-mill Scottish Premiership game where you might pour in at a minute to three.
No, pretty much every seat in here is taken up at the moment. The Scotland fans over to my left, the Switzerland fans over to my right. I think the presentation team are just making their way onto the pitch as well, because there are sort of pre-match, not quite entertainment, but they have the flags and the banners on the pitch with the team logos and the team flags as well. But just a few moments ago, the Scotland fans were in full voice. Chelsea Dagger came on over the Tannoy system. They were absolutely loving that. As you can expect, Super John McGinn was being chanted by the Scotland fans as well. They're in full voice. They are ready for this game. The Switzerland fans are exactly the same as well. I'll tell you who is up for it. It's Murat Yakin, who's the Switzerland manager, because I said earlier on that someone was on the pitch G-ing up the supporters. It was the manager. Could you imagine if Steve Clarke had come out beforehand and was trying to G up the Scotland supporters? The Switzerland manager, he was out in the pitch. He was giving the fist pumps. He was trying to really rile this crowd up and get up for it. He seems confident that Scotland will have the belief that they can surely do something tonight as well.
They've all got their own styles. I saw the Germany manager out on the pitch after the game. Shorts, T-shirt, sports socks, trainers. Just yeah. He's a young man, of course, strolling around. Now we've got the Switzerland manager is on, right on the pitch. He's up at the fans. I've just seen the footage of it, you know, waving his arms. I cannot see Steve Clarke doing that in a million years.
No, Steve Clarke, he'll have the suit on with a tartan tie, I'm sure, which was very smart, I've got to say. I did like that, but I don't think Steve Clarke will be taking to the field or sporting a pair of trainers anytime soon. But if he gets a result tonight, who cares what he wears?
Look, the easiest thing in the world is, as a manager, if things are going right for you, you can go on the pitch, you can get the fans up for it, you can wave to them, they'll sing your name, everything about that. Germany are qualified, they've been brilliant. Switzerland's got off to a terrific start, so there's no pressure whatsoever. It's all down to Scotland tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, Gordon, I'm yet to find a game where people don't want to get off to a good start. It's just the same, no matter what game of football you play. However, I wonder if there's an extra importance if you are fragile, if you are coming off the back of a sore one, if there have been question marks levelled at you, if that becomes even more important. I don't mean taking the lead early, as lovely it would be, just to really set a bit of a tone. Whatever that looks like, I know that's a cliche, but Friday night, you almost knew straight away, you could just tell straight away that it wasn't going to be a successful night.
No, we weren't sharp on Friday night. Germany probably did to us what we were hoping to do to them. They get in our faces, they upset us, they never gave us a second on the ball. We've got to try and do that tonight to Switzerland. We've got to be in the front foot, Gordon. I think the midfield looks quite strong tonight with Gilmore back in there. It gives that licence for McTominay and McGinn to go and support Adams, and they've got to really press. I would like to see them pressing high tonight, really putting the pressure on the Swiss, but everybody's got to be singing from the same hymn sheet. If we don't, then we're in trouble. To get a result tonight, we'll need everybody working to the same pattern, the same plays, the same distances, getting the ball and cut. I'm looking at the screen there and the players are all high-fiving each other and cuddling each other. Okay, fine. We seen it the other night with Tierney and Robertson. Get out there, you're terrific footballers. You play at high standards week in, week out. You've now got a lot of pressure on your shoulders. They've got to go out and perform.
You know what Germany did well the other night? Actually, they did a lot of things well the other night as the game wore on. But see, in the opening 3 or 4 minutes, went direct in behind Scotland. Scotland knew right away that they weren't afraid to put the ball in behind them. So Scotland dropped automatically a bit deeper at times, and then the distances became bigger. I wouldn't mind seeing us doing that tonight. Now, I don't mean just hoofing it aimlessly, but in the opening few minutes, trying to play the game in Switzerland's half.
How are the nerves? How are the excitement levels, the optimism levels? We are so, so close. Match day 2 at Euro 2024 for Scotland. It is huge, and kickoff is coming next.